So, moving on with healing thresholds, basically, if you're not familiarizing yourself with Chinese tonic herbs and superfoods, and I recommend anybody do research on Google or Yahoo, more about Jing, more about tonics, more about raw foods, more about living foods, you start to familiarize yourself with it and see the people that are into it and read the testimonies and more of people's experiences with these herbs, you start to understand the benefits better. And when you do slowly take these herbs, you definitely understand more of the benefits of it, more of how your body detoxes, how you react, how your awareness increases, how your senses are more enhanced. I'm not saying that it's 100% positive, because as far as your reactions, because when you're detoxing, you do let go of negative emotions. You do start to let go of the negative baggage you're holding on to, whether it's in your liver, whether it's in your certain organs, whether it's in your certain digestive system aspect to your anatomy. There's a lot to it. But as far as the herbs themselves, they do not cause harm, and I recommend anybody to do research on this, what I'm talking about, because it's very beneficial, very cool, and it's very filled with vitality, a lot of radiance, a lot of abundance for anybody. You just have to really start to understand what works for you and adapt yourself to the many tonics, the many superfoods, the many raw foods, the many living foods, because it's so much to it and so much abundance for anybody that is definitely into it, that you really start to familiarize yourself with the whole movement, the raw food movement, the herbalism movement, and of the upper class, because there's all types of herbalism, and there's certain herbalism that has side effects, has negative side effects, like African herbalism or European herbalism. That is not Chinese tonic herbalism. Not trying to downplay or degrade any other type of herbalism, but the actuality is that the difference between those type of herbalisms and Chinese tonic herbalisms is that when you study the meaning of a tonic, and I recommend anyone email me for a consultation, the tonics help you to get through the effects, the reactions that your body has to these many living foods. So when you counteract with tonic foods the negative reactions that your body undergoes based on cleansing, then you start to understand more about healing thresholds. So healing thresholds definitely builds your confidence, definitely helps you feel more comfortable when you get to understand and familiarize yourself with these living foods. It definitely helps to get you aimed more towards longevity, because tonics is more for the long term. Medicinal herbs is more for the short term. So there is a difference, and the more you search it, the more you understand it, the more you come to understand the difference. But for anybody that's already into tonic herbs, increasing your awareness about how to handle certain thresholds, taking certain herbs, because every herb has a different reaction on your body. The more you take ginseng, for example, there's certain type of ginsengs that help revitalize your qi. It helps revitalize your blood, and it could be very fast and rapid changes in your anatomy. It could very well pick you up in a level that you're not used to, not in a stimulating way, but in a more of an upbeat, more of an amped up, more of in a healing and enhanced way. And to be able to handle that, to get used to that, takes certain principles, certain techniques, like meditation, like breathing exercises, like understanding how ginseng works, so you can get a better understanding before you even take it. Then you start to understand and increase your knowledge and your awareness of the service that I provide, which is healing thresholds. Very, very intense, but very important and fantastic service. And I recommend anyone do the research and talk to their health practitioner and inform them on what you're going to do before you take any superfoods and any herbs, because it is a level of studying, a level of research, a level of familiarizing yourself with superfoods and Chinese tonic herbs to get more comfortable, to get ready spiritually, mentally, and physically to consume these beautiful tonics and superfoods. So that's it for this podcast on Healing Thresholds. I don't want to take up too much of anybody's time. You can email me at sirthriver@gmail.com. Leave me a comment or leave me a question, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Have a wonderful search and a wonderful journey on the health path that you have come upon and hopefully have taken. Peace and love and oneness from Life's Longevity.